Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up, everybody? Happy Friday. Junkies back with you live on 106.7 The Fan. You can check us out on the TV side on NBC Sports Washington. We thank you for tuning in this Friday morning, February 26th, 2021. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Johnny Cake Sawville.
Hello, everybody. Happy Friday.
Good morning, Cakesy. Eric Bickle.
Good morning.
Good morning. And Jason Bishop.
It's Friday. It's Friday.
It is a Friday. Got a lot to do on the show today. We'll talk a little entertainment with Kevin McCarthy from Fox 5 at 7. Fridays with Feinstein, we connect with the best-selling author, Washington Post columnist. And Mark Turgeon is going to join us, the head coach at the University of Maryland at 9 o'clock. Of course, Maryland has been playing good basketball of late. Look like a tournament team as long as they don't collapse here down the stretch run. So we will talk to Turge at 9.
Yeah, the Terps have a big one against Michigan State. I believe that's tomorrow or Sunday. What's today?
Sunday, 26? 2 o'clock.
It's Sunday, okay.
Michigan State just had a big win.
Well, they've had three big wins. They beat Indiana, they beat Illinois, which was very surprising to me, and they also just beat Ohio State last night. So
yep.
they've completely turned the tables because they got beat by 30 by Rutgers when they came out of their COVID hiatus when they couldn't practice for 20 days. But they've won three straight, so Izzo's got the boys playing pretty good.
Never count out Tom Izzo.
No, especially come March.
No, he's a crazy. He's a legendary coach.
Ready to play.
Yeah,
so that's a big one.
Sounds like we've got two teams playing good basketball in town now.
Mm-hmm. Nice win for the Wizards last night. Nice win for the Caps. Remember, we had our Junkies poll of the day brought to you by Van Meter Homes, which was, who's going to win? Is it going to be both of the locals win? Is it going to be Caps win, Wiz lose, Wiz win, Caps lose, or both teams lose, which I believe was the most popular vote on the poll.
We're a
beat-down
fan
base. Both teams lose. Everybody's negative, and instead, both teams delivered. The Wizards with an exciting win down the stretch. And the same thing for the Caps. TJ Oshie with an amazing goal in the third period.
The Caps did everything they could within their within the realms of possibilities to make it interesting and try to give the game away and try to get it to overtime. But they rescued it. They saved it. Didn't have to go to OT, which was nice.
They pulled the goalie with 2 minutes left, and we were able to take advantage of that, pile in a couple of
Hagelin
extra.
Got an empty netter, which was good for his confidence. Our boy Lars Eller stuffed one in an empty net, which is nice.
I think
Lurch,
Lars
did you have did you have the under in that after he gave another low score?
Did I?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But I also had the Caps, so I pushed.
Okay.
Yeah, I bet the under 6.5, and I look good through two periods. It's 1-0.
Oh, no, dude, you were good up until about a minute to go.
Right.
Dude.
I saw six goals scored in the third period. I'm like, what?
Yeah. My Twitter exploded at the end of that game with all those empty net goals, and a bunch
of
people had the under.
Such a bad beat.
They said Lurch just lost right there, too.
Yep.
Well, but you know what the Caps brought? The Caps actually brought a good start. And that has plagued them.
Yeah,
Backstrom scores early. They've had really rough first periods.
Backstrom had a great goal. That was a great pass by Jensen. Jensen just had a little deke move out there near the point, and that was just a great pass to Backe, and then Backe scored to make it.
Backstrom is just – I mean, look at his stats. I believe he's still leading the team in goals and assists at this point. Yeah. And part of that is because Ovi was out with the COVID issue for, four or five games. And Ovi's been cold of late, but – Backstrom just keeps tallying up points. I mean, he's compiling a Hall of Fame career here in Washington, and he does it all in the shadow of Ovi and bigger stars. But he's a pretty big star, too, and he got the team on the board first last night.
Well, like you said, he's going to the Hall of Fame.
He's a Hall of Famer. Yeah. He just is.
He's going to Hall of Fame.
Yeah, he definitely
is. I don't feel
is.
Like that's a new revelation. Didn't we kind of feel like he was a Hall of Famer?
He's a Hall of Famer to me. He's a Hall of Famer to me.
I just don't realize how many points the dude has and what the trajectory that he's on until you just see what he's continuing to do at this point.
Yeah.
It's impressive.
Right. How old is Backe?
They got the two-goal lead. The dreaded two-goal lead vanished in that third period, and then Tom Wilson put him up on a power play.
I mean, the two-goal lead vanished with the quickness. I mean, the Penguins had two bang-bang goals, and all of a sudden it's 2-2. Right. And then you're clenching all of a sudden. You're like, oh, we're going to go to overtime, losing in overtime. But luckily, the Caps got a nice 2 points. Didn't have to play any extra hockey.
And the Bruins lost last night to the Islanders. So the Caps have tied the Bruins for the point total lead in the division. Both have 24.
Hmm. Very good.
So that was the
first win of the DC double dip. And then the Wizards delivered. We talked about this road trip where they were playing – playoff teams. They were playing really good teams on a West Coast trip and thought if they somehow could scrape out 2 wins, it would be great. Instead, they go 3-1 on the road trip. I actually woke up with 5 minutes left in the game, and it was tight. And down the stretch, look, they got hooked by a terrible final possession by the Nuggets. The Nuggets had a wide-open dunk or layup if Michael Porter runs to the basket. They had a 3-on-1, Jason, and all of their guys – fan to the three-point line.
They just wanted to shoot the jumper, huh?
It's because the game is broken, in my opinion.
And Jamal Murray thought Michael Porter was going to go to the basket, picks up his dribble. He probably could have shot a potential game-winning three. Bradley Beal thought he was going to shoot the three. Hmm. And instead, he passed it, and they missed the three. Wizards get the win. But they had big buckets down the stretch from Russell Westbrook. Westbrook with another triple-double.
Trip-dub.
Yep, Beal trip-dub. Scores 33. It's just what they do, man. That backcourt is going to keep them in a lot of games.
6-1 in the last seven. Yeah,
could have gone 0-4 on that trip. So I remember when we talked about it a few days ago. I was like, I don't know, man. I don't know how they're going to win any of these.
I thought they could beat the Blazers just because they could just outscore them. The Lakers, since Davis has been out, they're a totally different team. They just are. But I didn't think they would beat them. And I certainly didn't think that they were going to beat the Nuggets. And who am I missing? The Rockets are all banged up.
The Rockets was before. It was the Blazers, I believe.
Yeah, the Rockets are just, they're a shell of their former self. So, I didn't think they were going to go on that road trip.
One of the most shocking turnarounds I've ever seen. Mm-hmm. I mean, I said it, and the guys got all upset at me. I mean, I was kind of punched out on them. Because, teams that lose all the time are just uninteresting to me. But now they're interesting.
Dude, they're good. I think they're going to be a 5 or 6 seed. That's what I thought before the season. They may run out of time, but if you actually look at the standings, it's really jumbled in the East. Mm-hmm. All the way down to the Wizards are, and the Wizards jumped over Orlando in the standings yesterday. So they're climbing up because it wasn't that long ago that they were second to last in the East.
Right.
And they were trending towards worst record in the Eastern Conference.
I was ready to start keeping dirt on them. Yeah. I thought they were dead.
I already did.
Jumping over teams. And then if you look at the Eastern Conference, the top three have kind of separated themselves. But everybody else is kind of jumbled in there.
Yeah, it's
they're
a gross
not that
mess.
Far away. I mean, I think, just personally, it's what I thought before the season and what I think now. I think they're better than a lot of those teams. If Westbrook, barring injuries, if Westbrook continues to play like he does, and sometimes he's going to shoot yourself out of some games. And Beal, we already know. He's just going to keep going this way. Rui's starting to get a little bit more active on the offensive end. I think he put up 20 last night.
Yep.
I don't know. I think they're going to be a 5 or 6 seed.
They might. They're doing a lot better defensively, too, because remember, they were league worst. They were giving up 120 a game, and they still do that at times. But I think like five or six of their last eight, they've given up less than that. You know, they gave up 110 last night. They gave up 135 the day before that. But then they gave up 111, 119, 91, 109. They're doing better.
Well, here's the problem. And JP just mentioned it. They may run out of time. They're essentially halfway through the season. I mean, they played 30 out of 72, so almost there, six more games. But their second half schedule is beastly because of the COVID. Mm-hmm. 18 of their 43 games in the second half post-All-Star game will be back-to-backers. 18. Now, Westbrook, you know, he's been playing the back-to-backs, but I'm not sure he can play all of those. So, and then, like you said, they got to stay healthy. So that's a brutal schedule in the second half. 18 of 43, you know, almost half those games are back-to-backs. Let's hope that doesn't doom them, but that could be trouble.
They'll just have to lean on Raul Neto. He put up a bomb line off the bench last night. He played almost 30 minutes. He pours in 15 points, had five swipers.
Yeah. Dude, I know he's been around for a long time, but he's kind of new to me.
Yeah.
He's not horrible.
I literally didn't know, like the first week of the season, I didn't know he was on the roster. I saw him in a game, and I was like, who is that dude?
And Cakes, if you want to be correct, I believe it's Howell.
Howell?
Yes.
No, I'm just going to call him Raul. I'm going to be a dumb American and call him Raul. Sorry, you can call him Howell all you want.
Silent
to me,
R?
He's Raul.
Well, they go with that, like a lot of the Brazilians go with like that, like Rafael is Rafael.
Okay, that's fine.
Didn't know that.
I'm an old codger. I'm set in my ways. To me, he's
in
Raul.
In this country, he's Rafael or Raul, right?
Yeah.
Well, Eric, I should have called the boys at FanDuel to see if they could put an odds boost parlay for the Wiz and Caps last night.
Completely you forgot done that. About that. What are you doing? You're snoozing over there.
Yeah. But like, you know, like most of DC, we didn't think they'd both pull it off.
Mm-hmm. I thought much more likely that they would split, that one team would win and the other would lose. But it's nice when both locals win.
Now, I don't know. It doesn't look like it's mattered too much in the box score, but I know that they've tweaked the lineup of late, right? And they have Garrison Matthews is starting in the NBA right now. Garrison Matthews and Mo Wagner starting. And that switch might coincide with this streak a bit. I don't know why that would make it better, but
just the guys coming off the bench can contribute a little bit more. I mean, they had Robin Lopez come off the bench yesterday, and as Scott Brooks calls him, Rolo contributed a lot.
Mm-hmm. Rolo, yeah.
But Nato, you know, I didn't know this. I was watching, so I fell asleep, and then I woke up, and there was 5 minutes left, and I was like, all right, let me just ride this out. And it's almost like I took a nap, but at night, because I really don't take naps during the day anymore, so I fell asleep early. Woke up, and I ended up watching some of the post game on NBC Sports Washington. And to your point, EB, about the defense, Chase Hughes brought up the fact that Neto was brought in there really to spark the defense. And Scott Brooks talked about it after the game, that Tommy Shepard, they looked at around the league at backup point guards and guys who impact the game defensively the most, and he's one of those guys. So he may start getting more minutes. Now, Ish isn't healthy, so Ish didn't play.
Why did Bertans not play?
I'm not sure on the Bertans.
Yeah, I noticed that.
I mean, that's crazy. That's says an DNP coach's decision.
That's an expensive DNP right there.
I mean, that's jumping out at me.
I mean, when
you just want to give him a break?
Gill, who's making, I'm guessing, league minimum, is DNP CD, that makes sense. But
he had a knee issue.
Yeah, he had like knee soreness, so that must have been what the issue was.
Yeah, he had a little issue. It wasn't just because he wasn't playing well.
I understand when Bonga doesn't see the floor, but Bertans, if he's not seeing the floor, it better be because of an injury. Yeah,
but I think that Neto and the defense, it has gotten a little bit better. But to me, the biggest factor, it's not that Garrison Matthews is starting. It's Russell Westbrook, and it's obvious. He brings an energy to the game. Chris Miller was talking about this after the game. He said, you know, for years he's been covering the team and they'll dap up the other team and be nice. Westbrook has that competitive edge where if he knocks you down, he's not picking you up. And a lot of the players around him are starting to bring that intensity. So, again, he will struggle shooting from the field at times, but he has an intensity that's infectious.
More often than not, he'll struggle from shooting from the field.
We should bet on
when he gets tripped up, you're right.
That's what we thought when they acquired him.
She better hold nuts on the T-Wolves game. Just load up on the Wiz against the T-Wolves. They are awful.
Oh, the T-Wolves are bad.
7-26. Oh, they're terrible.
All right, got to take a break. As I mentioned, we got Kevin to talk some movies coming up at 7, Feinstein at 8, and Mark Turgeon at 9. Don't want to miss it. Keep it here. We're the Junkies. It's the Fan.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
So interesting news coming out of Seattle concerning Russell Wilson. He doesn't want to trade. They're not going to do a trade, but if they do, he'd be interested in going to Dallas, New Orleans, or the Raiders.
The Bears. I'm missing one team.
Or the Bears.
The Bears kind of surprised me when I saw them on that list.
So explain to me what happened. There was some sort of a meeting with the execs, and he wanted to give his input, and they just dismissed it. And then he stormed out of the meeting. Is that what happened?
During the season, he had a dust up after a bunch of, you know, he had a 2-game stretch where they had 7 turnovers, and then Pete Carroll kind of shut down the old Russ Cook movement, letting Russell Wilson kind of throw the ball all over the field, and they started running a little bit more. Drab, you can speak on this because you're a Seahawks fan.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently he went in there and had a meeting, and he wanted to express what he thought the offense should be doing. And Carroll shut it down, and they decided they were going to start running the ball a little bit more, and he stormed out.
Russ is actually correct. He wants to throw the ball all over the place, DK Metcalf and Lockett, instead of stuffing the ball in the gut of Hyde and Carson all game long. I don't blame him for being upset.
Well, Russ loves to be the guy. And I'm not saying who's right or wrong here, but Russ definitely was terrible for a stretch there. And so when during that whole movement of letting him cook, he was throwing picks all against the Bills and the Cardinals, and he was awful. And so, Pete, it all goes down to where Russ wants his word and his thoughts to carry more weight in that organization. And Pete probably doesn't think so. He's 70 years old. He wants to do things his way. And so maybe it is untenable. I was definitely wrong about that. There is drama building, and Russ's camp is clearly putting this out there that they're very unhappy. Now, I don't think he can be traded. I mean, the cap hit alone is outrageous. So they got to figure something out. But long term, this may not work out.
Why did you not believe it at the beginning?
Because of the cap hit. But
it's almost $40 million, the cap hit.
But Russ is
$39 million.
It's just not that easy to trade a franchise quarterback.
Understood, but I didn't understand why he didn't.
Because he's done this like after the Super Bowl. They've bickered for years. There's some underlying issues.
Is Russ a little bit of a diva? He has some diva tendencies?
I don't know if he's a diva is the right word, but he's definitely image conscious. All he talks about all the time is his legacy. and wanting to be seen as one of the GOATs of all time. And you can't do that handing the ball off to Chris Carson 25 times.
I agree. I wholeheartedly agree with that.
But well, I think there were also times where he was playing so well, though, where he was an MVP candidate.
But the problem is Pete doesn't necessarily believe having your quarterback going out there slinging the ball 45 times a game is the right way to win.
Yeah.
They're just, they may not just
happen.
Be the great fit for each other.
They might not be able to coexist any longer.
I don't think it's likely to happen, but I think Dallas is maybe the most viable because the Saints, some of his teams, the Saints are more than $60 million over the cap.
They're in salary
cap. That ain't
happening. Yeah.
The Raiders are tight against the cap. And then the Bears, I just don't see the Bears in play. For some reason, they're on the list. But what if Dallas franchises Dak and then they essentially swap? Like, I don't know what the meaning of the cap hit would be there. And Pete Carroll will get a really good quarterback, not as good as Russell Wilson, but maybe one that he's more willing to play ball with. I don't know.
Yeah, I saw that as thrown out there as a possibility, but, you know, does the math work?
Does it frustrate you as a Redskins fan or a Washington football team fan, EB, that Washington's not on the list? All the dreamers that want Russell Wilson to come here.
It is a little annoying, but, I mean, I get it. You know, it's been a terrible franchise.
Yeah, I mean, why would he have Washington football team on his short list of potential trade destinations?
Well, it's not like the Bears are money.
I agree. Having the Bears on that list threw me for a loop. I was racking my brain trying to think why the Bears make that list.
And the Raiders haven't been killing it. Now they're in Vegas now, so
I think,
and there's the allure of wearing the silver and black. But it's not like those teams are dramatically better.
Yeah.
No. And Dallas, for some reason, they've sucked.
Doesn't his wife have a big say in this? Isn't that part of the issue? She's unhappy. That's what I thought part of the underlying things was, is she didn't like living in Seattle. So I'm assuming the wife said, yeah, we could live in Vegas, we could live in Chicago, we could live in New Orleans.
And that offends Drabby not wanting to be in Seattle.
I don't know if that's it. I mean, she is definitely she's changed him for worse, in my opinion. I miss my dorky quarterback.
Right.
I don't want my quarterback, as I told JP and Brian Mitchell yesterday, wearing tight skin leather outfits on the front of GQ.
You don't want him in those fashion shoots.
No, not in the middle of season. I don't want him doing podcasts or chef videos or whatever
that's
the crap
what
he's doing.
That's what they do.
I just want him to be sized to be a quarterback.
Just be a football nerd.
Pays pretty well, Russ.
Yep. Wearing your dorky New Balance shoes and your ill-fitting jeans from back in the day.
Give me that, Russ.
Be
back.
A superstar. Well, like you said, I mean, it's kind of the same deal with Watson, too. It's nice to talk about. It's a good sports radio topic, but it's just I just can't see it happen. And I mean, it's too big of a name. The math just doesn't seem like it was going to work out. I just don't see them trading him.
But the difference with this one and the Watson deal is both sides seem to want to move on here. In Houston, only Deshaun wants to move on. Here, if they could find a suitor, it seems like they're certainly open to it.
And it sounds like there's no shortage. I was listening to Grant and Danny yesterday. They mentioned that like 15 teams had called to inquire about Russell's availability. So teams are lining up and burning up the phones to try to make something happen if they can pry him loose from Seattle.
I'm sized.
Well,
I tweeted this yesterday.
You want to press the reset button?
I mean, I'm not opposed to it. It's a 32-year-old quarterback who's known for his mobility. And he makes a ton of money. There's more than one way to win. I get sized. I said this yesterday. I get sized for the Colts. They just find a quarterback every few years. They win 10 or 11 games. Not everybody has to be Washington, where you just, if you don't have a quarterback for 25 years, you're just a loser. There's different ways. If you have a good organization, you can rebuild.
Now, to be fair,
if you run the ball
40 times
a game.
To be fair, the Colts had a Hall of Famer in Peyton Manning and then had a guy who was probably tracking to be a Hall of Famer in Andrew Luck with one terrible season in between. And then they had some issues once Luck left, and they brought in probably a future Hall of Famer in Phillip Rivers for a year. Yeah. So
I know, because it's a good organization. They can figure this. They figured it out.
Is Chris Ballard the GM? He's doing a good job there. That's part of it too. Is having a strong front office and a GM that knows what he's doing.
Right. Well, let's see how good Wentz is.
I think Deshaun's going to bounce. Like, I didn't think that was going to happen, but it seems like he's pretty resolute. He met with the coach. Like, I would think that a coach could win you over. You know what I mean? Like, you're bitter. It's a new guy. He gives you his best song and dance.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently Deshaun Watson just shut it down.
Well,
not interested.
The problem with Wilson's four teams, if those are the only four teams he's going to approve a trade to, is, all right, well, Chicago, you got to get a quarterback back. Right? Seattle's got to get something back at that position.
You're a draft choice that could be a quarterback if you decide to go with the quarterback in
maybe,
the future.
But Chicago doesn't have a high draft choice. New Orleans doesn't have a high draft choice. The Raiders don't have a real high draft choice. You got to get a quarterback back, and that would seem like, you know, Dallas would be the spot. But why would you trade Wilson to Chicago? What are you getting back?
Well, maybe you wait until the draft and you see if one of these quarterbacks drop. Our friend Charlie Casserly put out his Casserly mock draft 1.0. Mm-hmm. He had Justin Fields dropping to 24.
And also, if
24
you're
Carroll, to the Steelers.
If you're Pete Carroll and you want to primarily run the ball, you're basically devaluing the quarterback spot. So maybe he doesn't have to even get a guy in a trade. He signs a guy off the free agent market, and that's his guy going forward.
If he has Fields going 24, who did Washington pick? They passed on him?
Yeah.
I'll take Charlie out to dinner, wherever he wants to go, if Fields drops to 24. Wherever he wants to go in the city.
Get ready.
He's talking to somebody, though.
Drop
people
may be happening.
That info.
Well, he also had Stafford staying in Detroit.
That's true. For sure.
I just don't see it. Could be wrong, but I just don't see it.
Well, clearly the point is he's slipping.
Teams are
and
too
that's
quarterback
another indicator.
I could see him slipping, but the 24 seems like
seems crazy to
stretch.
Me. I would think Washington would select him if he was there at 19. Who does Charlie have him taking at 19?
Hold
JP?
Up, I'm punching up Casserly 1.0.
Because I would find that hard to believe if any of the top four went past him. I'm not including Lance.
Yeah, quarterbacks.
I think he had him taking a linebacker.
Who?
Yeah, that's a big need.
Washington.
Yes,
it's a big need.
Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoa, who is a linebacker out of Notre Dame.
Yeah, there you go.
And wow. he had Fields dropping to 24 to the Steelers.
Look, a lot of people had a problem with Casserly's mock. It's a mock because if you look at the latest mock draft from CBS Sports, yeah, it had Justin Fields going number 3. I think they had the draft with 4 quarterbacks being the top 4 picks.
If you ever have a problem with a mock draft, you're a big, giant loser. It's a stupid mock draft that somebody's cobbling together in their office
in
their basement.
It means nothing. I love Charlie, but last year he had Herbert going 18 to the Dolphins.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I don't understand mock drafts. Is he trying to pick what player is going to go to what team, or is this what he feels like is the best fit?
I think he's trying to pick who they're going to take. That's what a mock draft is. It's not your ranking of players. It's fit.
Well, sometimes people do that.
Yeah.
Well, that's a different list. That's just your ranking.
Let's get
him
on.
Top 100.
And ask him.
You get him on. I guarantee you he'll say he's talked to some people and this is the opinion on him. Their opinions have changed. But just amazing because Fields was like a guaranteed 2 pick midway through the season. Remember when he had more, what did he have? More like the same number of incompletions.
More touchdowns than incompletions.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy. I mean, he was on fire halfway through.
The big question is, when are we doing our mock draft, pick 1 through 19? Producers, when is that on the schedule?
On draft day.
Draft day?
Yeah.
So later.
It's usually when we do it, yeah.
We can do all 19 picks, too.
Well, here, my point with the mock draft is, and it's not that Casserly is going to be right, but you're hearing different things. Mm-hmm. And my point is, if somebody like Fields slides, or let's say Seattle likes Trey Lance, and Trey Lance slides to a team like Chicago, then maybe they make the move. Like, they don't have to make the deal now. They could wait until draft day.
That gets the juices flowing.
You know what I mean? Like, Russell Wilson could be moved on draft day if Seattle sees their quarterback of the future. To Jason's point that they need to get a quarterback back. So if Seattle hits the reset and they're able to get somebody in the draft that they like, then maybe they would.
Well, I would like to know. I would like to know from Charlie's standpoint, you know, whoever he's talking to, why Fields would drop so far down to 24. We've heard rumors is because, you know, he's not seeing the field like some of these other guys, and he's just hitting his first read. But he's got Trey Lance going 4 to Carolina. So is Trey
he's
Lance?
He's got Kyle Pitts going 15. He's got some really crazy stuff.
But he's got
Najee Harris 8.
He's got Lance going 20 picks ahead of Fields. Yeah. You can't tell me Lance is that good and can see the field when, you know, he's not playing against the competition that Fields is playing.
We have no idea
against,
what Lance can do.
We have no idea.
Other than he can run like hell.
Hey, so Drab, what
I'd
would
be
Pete
interested
Carroll,
to find out why.
What would make Pete Carroll hornier than a young quarterback that can run the ball that can barely throw? He would love that.
I'd take Trey Lance. More size for Zach Wilson right now.
He'd love to replace Russell Wilson with one of those guys. Especially because they have to pay him $40 million.
I'm over $40 million quarterback. Oh, give me a guy making like $5
million. Right, so you want Ryan Fitzpatrick is what you want.
I want,
we got
well,
one. His name's
Mariota,
Taylor Heineke.
Yeah, you can have Taylor. Trade for Taylor. Yeah.
He still has a thing for Mariota going back to college.
That's your guy. He can run too.
Don't take anything I say seriously.
I'm going to see if I can find some video of that running or that linebacker from Notre Dame. I'm going to do a commercial breakdown of him.
Drab, you were ahead of the curve on Justin Herbert. You were ahead of the curve on him. You were hyping him. That was your guy.
Thank you.
Yes. Your guy and my guy.
Yeah, cakes too.
Yeah.
Look, I would bet against Wilson moving. You know, he says he wants to stay. Although that's just a weird statement. I don't want to trade. But
if I did.
If I'm traded, here are four teams.
Is that what he said?
That's what his agent said.
Oh. Yeah. He doesn't want to trade, but if he was going to be traded, here are the four teams I like.
Okay. How did they do this big report yesterday, and then the first teams that they said he was interested in were the Jets and Dolphins?
Yeah, because
that's when everyone was
place.
Like, whoa, they're going to trade him for the number two pick.
Well, those are the same two teams that Watson said he'd be interested in, too.
So some of this might be some misreporting. I don't know.
Who knows what to believe?
Well, there's definitely misreporting going on, and misdirection, but there's definitely something going on with Russell Wilson in Seattle, which, you know, just a month ago would just sound insane.
Sounds like it.
So, yeah. I don't know.
And it's got to be his camp releasing the report about the storming out, right? Or do you think that's the team? Now, it doesn't sound great that you're the guy that stormed out, but you're showing that there was some tension. I would bet that's coming from the agent.
Oh, Russ, he's singing like a canary right now. He's going on every radio show talking about it.
You won't book him. See if he wants to do the 7 o'clock hour.
I'm not going to book him. I'm putting my foot down.
It's a protest.
I'm not going to let him trash my team.
I like you drawing a line in the sand, Drabby.
So
I like
you don't have. So have you turned on Russell?
A little bit. I tweeted that yesterday. Pull the plug. Get rid of him. I'm always a loyalist to the team. I'm an idiot.
Yeah.
You know, so you're offending me. You're spitting in my city's face. If you don't want to be there, all right, we'll get someone else.
Right.
Yeah, well, been someone that city else, in 15 years.
That someone else is probably going to be poolicious.
Yeah, that though is he's true. Largely responsible for a lot of their success.
When's the last time you lived in the area, Drab?
Well, that doesn't mean anything. It's in my blood.
He loves the Emerald City, JP.
Eric's going to stop being a Washington fan if he moves to Florida.
Oh, I might.
Be a Tampa fan.
I've been looking for an excuse.
Drab's blood runs with pike roast.
Hey, Tampa's got two champions.
Good Starbucks zing, Drab, Valdezzi.
Yeah.
All right, coming up next, we'll switch gears. We'll tell you about the fallout of a teacher who turned to OnlyFans to make all kinds of cash. Don't go anywhere.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast. Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Welcome back, Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. Remember, all year we're celebrating the Junkies' 25th anniversary, presented by PenFed Credit Union. Whether you're in uniform or not, you can apply today at PenFed.org. Speaking of uniforms, kids who go to Catholic schools often have to wear uniforms. Britney Spears famously wore a Catholic schoolgirl outfit in her video back in the day. They got everybody fired up. Well, there's a story about a teacher who turned to OnlyFans to make some side cash. And to call it side cash is actually an injustice to what side cash is. Tiffany Poindexter, whose real name is Crystal Jackson, earns almost $200,000 a month through the site
OnlyFans. She's not a teacher. She's not a teacher, but her kids go to Catholic school.
Okay, there you go.
That's the deal.
Some reason I thought she was a teacher.
No, she's just
a
mom.
Because they have teachers doing that. She's just a mom, and I actually stumbled onto her Instagram yesterday when I saw the story. I mean, stumble. I clicked on it on purpose.
Stumbled upon it.
You wanted to see what she looked like.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. And I'll send you the link, Jason. And stumbling. Yeah.
But put it in the outhang.
Yeah, I'm going to. It's just crazy because so she's making 150 to 200 grand a month, and they started this just because they were bored in their marriage, and they were on one of Drabby's like Reddit things.
Yeah.
And the Reddit folks said, there you go, Jason.
All right,
the Reddit folks said, "Why don't you just put your photos up on OnlyFans and start to make some dough?" And the dough started rolling in. And
not
you could
ugly.
Tell.
Not ugly.
No, she's attractive, but you could tell she's just like a mom and she's like not that comfortable posing. You know what I mean? Like she doesn't have
now,
like
explain to people who don't know what OnlyFans. So basically explain
I don't
me.
Really understand.
What is OnlyFans?
Apparently you just set up an account and people have to – you just charge for content. And so, you know, if you want to see pictures or videos, you have to pay whatever they charge you per month.
I mean, it's like a streaming service. It's like what you pay for Netflix. So you would pay Mrs. Poindexter, and then you would get her content.
Yeah, you just budget it in, about 20 bucks a month or whatever
it
costs.
I find so amazing about it is, I mean, she's clearly an attractive woman, right? She's in her mid-40s.
I mean, beautiful woman. Look,
for someone in her mid-40s with a few kids, I mean, she's like a 9.7.
I agree. But she
could tell
she's
tattoo on her butt.
I don't love the tat. I don't love the tat.
The tats are kind of cheesy. But
she definitely does squats.
What I get a kick out of is she's not comfortable with these posts. Like, you know what I mean? You could tell she's not comfortable.
Yeah, but she's comfortable.
That's kind of the allure.
For that might be the allure because she's
why don't you think she's comfortable? Just the way she's posing?
Yeah.
Because he's a body language expert.
Yes.
But is it right for the Catholic school to kick out the kids because the mom is on OnlyFans?
I get very uncomfortable on OnlyFans.
She had been doing it for like a year, year and a half before word started to get out. Mm-hmm. And then, I mean, at that point, you're making $150K a month.
Ooh,
you're not going to quit.
Hey,
yeah, she's making seven figures, and her kids got kicked out of the Catholic school.
Yeah, and the church where they were married and then baptized the kids.
Well, it's a bad precedent because now you're, you know, expelling kids or kicking kids out based off of their parents' profession.
Mm-hmm.
Bad precedent. Yeah, but hey, Eric, did you see the picture of her in the gray sweats in, like, the messy room? And her headlights are showing.
I scrolled through this pretty good yesterday.
You did the deep dive.
Those things are pepperonis.
Nothing wrong with those.
Am I the only one that sees her uncomfortableness in the photos? It just screams at me.
Well, I don't. I just think it's an amateur job. It's probably her husband taking the photos. They don't know how to pose or take the photos. I don't know if it means she's uncomfortable.
She looks uncomfortable to me. She doesn't.
I mean,
there's
a couple of pictures where she looks like she's kind of just doing a fake smile. Or she's
no, I think that she's into it, but she just doesn't know how to pose, you know, because she's like a normal person.
Yeah, she's average.
That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying she's not into it.
Hey,
she's into it.
That picture that I put in the outhang, that was just it would tilt Lurch so bad. Look how messy her kitchen is.
Hold on.
Which one?
That's the one with the high beams.
Oh, okay. Well, it's coming up. Yeah. Yeah.
It's very cluttered.
That looks like a small, like, condo kitchen or something. Maybe.
Yeah.
Who knows? It looks like she's a hunter. So, and she's got a couple that she has, like, photos with, like, some big long rifle or something. She lives in Sacramento. But can you imagine that's your... Can you imagine if that's your mom?
Just root for the Kings. Ugh.
Can you imagine, though, all the kids...
Maybe Luke Walton was taking the pictures.
But would you trade off the salary? Like, if your mom is making, let's just say, roughly $1.5 million a year, okay?
Yeah.
And you're just getting joned on. Could you deal with being joned on when you're going to be rich?
You're going to be rich.
Because
the kids? Who knows if it's going to transfer to the kids?
Well, you're going
to
be living a rich lifestyle if your mom's making $1.5
million. Kids don't know any better.
They don't care about
that. I don't
know.
The kids don't know any better. All they care about is lunch, dinner.
I'm saying, though, if you know, would you trade being joned on? So you're going to take it. And you're really only being joned on because your mom's attractive. It's not the worst thing in the world.
Very uncomfortable. I can't think of a kid. Think about your kids. If your wife was doing that, do you think that your boy would be sized? I don't think so.
When all the kids at school are making fun of him?
And then as you get older, all the older boys are going to be talking about tagging your mom?
Yeah. But there's no nudity.
That probably starts at about age 14.
From what I can see, there's no nudity.
Well,
now,
you're not seeing
I think there is on the thing.
Oh, there is.
That's the whole point.
It's like page 3 stuff. So it's not like hardcore.
Right, you think the hornballs are paying $20 for not nudity?
There's definitely nudity. I didn't pay the $14.99 to test.
Right,
but I saw the links on some of the Reddit forums that she's on, and Drabbed, have you ever gone to this one? It's Reddit dot, and I'm gonna put it in there.
Just put it over
this
here.
Is where
just
it started from.
Send it over. I'll examine it.
You'll do a forensic dive on it.
There's not a kid on the planet that wants their mom to be a
nobody.
A lingerie
they don't care how
model.
Much money their parents are making.
I'm kidding, and it's not because you know all they'll say is your mom's hot. That's not what they'll be saying.
I can't believe that's a subreddit.
That's the Reddit forum.
Oh, I've been
where
there.
I believe this all started.
100%, I've been on this page.
Yeah, right.
I get sized for this page.
You're no stranger. Right.
Drab submitted to it.
Right. So that was the first time I ever went to it.
Quite
it
a title
yesterday.
On the page.
I was like, whoa, this is what Drab's been talking about.
Yeah,
he's
yeah.
been talking about, like, these, like, hot Reddit forums, and I don't really know what he's talking about.
And that this one is a show.
Well, this is going to get us fired here, Valdez. We can't be getting on this page here.
Yeah. What are you guys doing?
Let's see if the filter's working.
The eyes are always watching.
Basically,
you know
there's a Reddit forum where if you're a kid, close your ears. Would you do my wife, basically? and guys are putting up photos, very naughty photos of their wives.
So much thirstiness on that thread.
Yeah. I'm always amazed at what you can see for free sometimes, even on
this
Twitter.
This is a show.
Right? I mean, yeah. I'm amazed. So I was on this forum and I was looking, and then, some of them, they have videos in there. I mean, you're just full on for a minute, tagging.
That's your dream. You've been waiting for the home videos to pour in.
Well, that's your essentially home video what contest. It is.
No, people just get sized for ADs. They post videos of their wives being pounded out by another man.
Oh, just pounded.
Yeah. Just pounded. But I was like on somebody's Twitter, and they were interviewing somebody, and I clicked on who they were interviewing, and it was a show on the Twitter page. I didn't even
Twitter's wildin'.
Full on like Pornhub stuff on Twitter. Like it doesn't get any more explicit other than it was like a 30-second clip.
It's just the wild, wild west out there online.
I didn't know
never
that,
know what you're going to stumble into.
I didn't know Twitter allowed that kind of thing. I thought I was just clicking onto some regular hot chick's Twitter account. And then you click it. And then
With this mom, she's 44. She probably has older kids, maybe at least one. I would think that the oldest
three
has got to
be.
I would think the oldest has got to be, I don't know. Junior, senior in high school, maybe even college.
Probably started having kids no later than 30, so you would think, right? So she might have a 14-year-old kid.
Yeah.
And all the boys are probably talking about your moms.
Yeah, he's getting bullied.
That would just be a show.
He's getting bullied on social media.
Right, right. So anyway, I saw that story yesterday, and the couple things struck me. One, can you imagine your mom doing that? None of us could imagine ours, obviously.
No.
And then two, just how uncomfortable I thought she looked. Like, not to say she wasn't into it, but I don't know.
Should I stick my butt out more for the picture?
Right. How do I stick my butt
That's
here?
She's no Paige Spearnak.
Yeah.
No,
like Paige
not.
Would kill that. Yeah. Paige knows how to pose.
Well, you tell
one
me to
show
do that.
On the planet that talks about Paige Spearnak more.
No, this is
or
the one
Spironic.
Scene.
It's Spironic, I think.
Spironic.
Spironic.
No!
I think Valdez is onto something. Her agent must have a deal with the New York Post because they recap all her podcasts.
The Junks wish they could get that much pub.
Oh, we wish.
Yeah, I mean, she gets...
Who's her agent?
I don't know. She gets incredible run.
Huh.
But anyway, yeah, check that out and hit up Drabby on his Twitter, and he'll tell you about his favorite Reddit subreddit that he goes to all the time.
We put a link on our Twitter, at Junks Radio, if you want to follow us.
What?
Coming up next, we'll shift gears. We talk entertainment with Kevin McCarthy, our movie reviewer from Fox 5, here on The Junkies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.